Okay, so just hold on, the Honorable Mr. Neal, we will be conducting your hearing in just one moment, sir.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pass it.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, can I hear you all right, sir?
Yes, I can.
All righty. For the record, would you state your name and ABC number again, please?
Andre Hudson, 148-426.
So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency today, and let me introduce the board members and VOC personnel we have here. Way down to my far right is the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and to her left is the Honorable Louis Kinoas, and then in the middle is Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our panel chair. To my immediate right is Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Michael Johnson. I am David Beam, and we also have...
Stas White.
I'm losing this afternoon. We have Mr. Osborne for the Department of Corrections, and he also is representing your parole officer.
Good panel chair, and Dr. Wright is the board chair.
Okay, I think I said that. I think I got mixed up. Dr. Wright's the board chair, and I'm the panel chair.
Okay.
He's the guy in charge of all of that.
No, you're in charge now, sir.
Well, yeah, except when he gives us terms. Okay, received and signed a form notifying you of the date of the hearing. You heard of that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, that form also advises you of your rights in the hearing, and you have the right to represent yourself, or if you want to hire an attorney at your own expense, you have the right to do that. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
Represent myself today.
Okay. Now, you don't notice all of it.
Should I go ahead and score them?
Yes. Okay. All four of you want to speak today?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to swear all six people in at the same time. So, you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and you so affirm. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Yes.
You all, just say yes.
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 Okay. And Mr.
Hudson. Okay. We'll have two phases of your hearing today. First phase will determine whether you, the conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and phase two will determine whether to reinstate that community supervision or to revoke it. So on right now, we're reading the allegations on your warrant. You have two allegations here. The first one is your violation of Arizona Division of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your act of taking the property of another without their permission on April 1st, 2016. I need to have you tell me on these allegations whether they're true or false, sir. So is that first one true?
Yes, it is.
All right, the second allegation is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3 is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 3228 West Glendale Avenue, number 125, on April 2nd, 2016, without prior approval of your signed parole officer. And your whereabouts were unknown, so you were scheduled for some supervision. Is that one true?
No, it's not.
Okay. based on the admission.
No, not yet. He says to, he said that one was false.
Okay, so we go to the parole officer for additional information.
Mr. Osborne, you have some additional information for us about that pending charges?
Allegation number two.
Allegation number two.
Allegation number two, sir, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he said it was true.
Yes, sir. Allegation number two. On April 6th of 2016, P.O. Radigate and P.O.S. Arcega attempting to leave a violation letter at the offender's approved residence located at 3228 West Glendale Avenue, number 125, Phoenix, Arizona, 85051. The offender's mother, Teresa Hudson, stated the offender took his belongings and left the house on April 2nd of 2016. Ms. Hudson did not take the violation letter. The offender never obtained prior officer approvals to change his place of residence. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is absconded from supervision. Follow-up. On April 7th of 2016, Phil Radigate contacted the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office in an attempt to locate the offender. The phone operator confirmed that the offender was not in their custody. On April 7th of 2016, Phil Radigate contacted the Maricopa County Medical Center and was informed that the offender was not registered at their facility. On April 7th of 2016, Phil Radigate attempted to call the offender's emergency contact, Tracy Hudson, listed as mother. However, the phone was no longer in service. Phil Radigate knows of no other collateral contact to locate this offender.
Okay, sir, what part of that's not true?
I didn't change my residence from my mother's house until January of this year.
Okay, but according to the PO, he actually spoke with your mother in April of 2016, and that's the time that she told him that you took your stuff and left. Did you leave for a while and go back?
No, I've stayed at my mom's house. I mean, I may have left for the day, but I've been staying at their residence.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to move forward just so based on your admission to allegation number one and the information in allegation number two from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to that you have, if you're appointment and you violated the term condition of your supervision and that you may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Set.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, now we're going to move on to the second portion in terms of whether we're going to when your commission provision be revoked or whether be reinstated. But first we need to get a little more information from Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hudson was released from DOC custody on February 26th of 2016. He was arrested on September 21st of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to custody that same day with 539 absconders with a community supervision end date of February 14th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, theft, 2 years. Prior convictions, 1999, theft, 1 year. 1999, theft, 1 year. 2001, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2007, escape second degree, 2 years, 3 months. 2014, resisting arrest, 1 year. And 2014, marijuana violation, 1 year. He's had 4 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no STD or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS check violator, return to custody and revoked. 2001, TIS absconder, 187 days, revoked. In 2008, TIS completion, 3 months. Has a significant disciplinary history with multiple fights, assaults with weapon noted. Intentions return on 10-17 of 17. received the write-up for a positive refusal of UA. He has a community risk score of G5B6, and stats the charges on the stolen phone with the phone from supervising officer Andre Rodriguez, dated November 14th of 2017, that the Maricopa County Attorney's Office informed there were no charges pending for the theft of the phone. That is all.
Thanks, sir. We have all of the information that we have in your packet here. And Charlie, when you were released last February 2016, that you were approved to reside at that 3228 West Glendale Avenue, number 125. And then according to this, it says that you moved on April 2nd, 2016, without officer approval. That's the time period that he, when he talked to your mother, she said that you took your clothes and left. So that's what it's based on. But you say you never really changed your residence?
Yeah, I never really, I didn't change my residence until January of this year.
Okay. All right, and it, let's see, doesn't show any employment on our packet here, but during that 539 days that you were scouting, how did you work, or what were you doing?
Yes, I've been working the whole time. I've been on the run.
Okay, where were you working at, sir?
The first place I was working at a company called SFM, construction place, and then I got the job at AZ Movers, and I've been there ever since.
Okay.
Up until the day before I got arrested.
All right, and it shows that you were assigned task code system, and it only shows one your analysis call, which was March 17th of 2016, but says no sample was collected, so we don't have any information. Do you have a bottle of drugs, sir?
No, I do not. And as far as the positive refusal for the UA here, they squashed that because I took another test and it came out negative.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah, normally on those like that where you have a bad drop and you, whatever, no, had to retest the next day or was even disappointed. And we don't, we usually don't get it if everything worked out right for you. And so,
right.
The only thing I have in here is the one missed sample. Why would your mother tell the PO that you moved if you hadn't?
I don't know. I mean, she's there right now. I'm pretty sure she didn't tell him that because I've been at that residence up until January of this year. And that's when I moved in with my current girlfriend.
Okay. So while you were working, and were you doing anything else? I mean, did you... develop any relations or anything while you're out there, or were you just working and trying hard to keep your jobs going?
Yeah, I was just working. That's all I did.
Okay.
Work and came home.
If with the statement of your mother, if we ever release you now or when you get out in February, is that where you're going to go stay again?
I mean, I've been living at my girlfriend's residence, so that's probably where I'll go.
Okay. Well, if you get released before your end date, it'll be up to your PO where you stay, but when you're all done with it, then you can stay wherever you want and hopefully have a good life, keep working forward. Are there any other
questions? Yeah, I plan on it.
Forward at this time?
I
I just wanted to just clear up one thing, Mr. Osborne. I thought you said that per the county attorney that the charges were pending, no charges were pending?
No, sir, there were no charges filed.
Okay, and I just wanted to just kind of clear up because in the violation report, it says that in the third paragraph in allegation number one, it says the officer questioned the offender about the stolen phone in question. Subsequently, the offender Andre Hudson self-admitted to taking possession of the phone without permission. However, he did not have the phone at the time, but would retrieve the phone and contact the detective for further instructions. And then follow-up number one, it says that detective stated that the charges for misdemeanor theft were filed.
Yes, they were filed, but they checked and they said they couldn't find that there were charges pending anywhere. So they were filed by the detective. And he was to follow up with Detective Bro, cell phone number. So she stated the charges for felony theft were filed pending her supervisor's approval. And that's the last I heard of that.
Okay, because I was just trying to make a difference, because one says, and here it says that they did file, but it wasn't for felony, it was for misdemeanor theft.
Okay, yeah, the notes in here say felony.
Okay.
But I think a cell phone would be misdemeanor.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I just have to hear from the supporters.
You know?
Oh, this is it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Neal. Mr. Hudson, when you moved in with your girlfriend in January, did it occur to you, did you contact your parole officer and get approval for that?
No, I did not, ma'am.
Okay. And did you not get in touch with your parole officer at all during the 539 days?
No, I didn't. I just continued working, and I just tell my mom that if they took me into custody, I'd just go get my time over with.
Okay, because you knew the consequences. It appears you've been on community supervision before and
yes.
Before. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Neal.
Any other questions?
Okay, Mr. Hudson, we're going to have your supporters come forward one at a time and talk on your behalf. So that will be our next step. We're going to let them decide which order that you speak. And will you state your name for the record, please?
Teresa Hudson.
And what would you like to tell us, ma'am?
I would like to say that I know we take full responsibility for his own actions, and he was working, he was out. He had seven kids to support. And he's a kind and compassionate person. Lost my youngest son a year ago, and he's my only son I got left, and I just want him home for the holidays.
Any questions from the board? Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Sorry to have made you wait so long. State your name, please.
My name is Amber Deck.
What would you like to tell us?
In the time that I've been with Mr. Hudson, I've noticed he's, from his prior, history and everything, that he's definitely made a change. He's always been a positive, compassionate person, loving towards his family. He has goals set in place, and he's kept, most of them goals. And I just, if you would consider him, I'm pretty sure he'd be a productive citizen.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. My name is Pastor Darrell Carey.
I was in Indianapolis the last all the year before Mr. Hudson had gotten out of prison. I have a friend, I'm actually his uncle, and I went to bury my dad last year, and I came back, and I had to bury my nephew, my sister's son. And so Andre and I had a conversation, and I found out that he was bad absconding. And I had encouraged him to turn himself in. And he found it at that time to be heart-wrenching. He just lost his little brother. He got murdered. Wasn't that what caused this? This is something violent that happened. And so, with that being said, I've seen over the years this young man here progress. I know we kind of look like the same age, but good black don't crack is what I've heard before. I'm 46 years old on Tuesday. And so, I thank God for it. I need him. His family needs him. I look around, I don't see anybody else in here. That would mean other family members and friends don't support folks in DOC. Maybe they have to work. But what I am saying is that with this man happened, like a little bit over 2 months left, it would behoove me to impress upon the board today to consider letting this man come home. My sister just got temporary custody of three of his children, 2 7-year-old twins, and a 17-year-old girl in high school is going off to college soon. I'm glad that he's putting this behind him. He's been in there, 2 months? I'm glad this is the opportunity for him to put this behind him. I had talked to him that week about turning himself in. I revisited with him. But he told me, he said, Uncle, I'm going to do it, you know? I've got myself together. Can I have my job when I get out? I took him to Arizona Movers. He got hired. His boss sent a letter here, giving a good employee there. He's gotten hired, and she sent a letter here. If you guys want to read it, I can read it to you. She handwritten the letter, I can give it to you afterwards. It's dated for today's date. It says, to whom it may concern, Andre Hudson had a job waiting for him when he was released. He was employed at AZ Movers and Delivery before he was put in jail. He will be working at AZ Movers and Delivery when he's released. I am Marcy Jones, the office manager. You may contact me in her number. But I'm saying that he has a good family support center, systems. And if I had been here, I believe I could have had enough influence to cause him not to abscam. I've been working with Streets of Joy. It's a transgender men's tragedy living center. We have women over there as well. I know my time is almost up, but we have women over there as well. And I'm used to working with folks getting out of jail, making sure they drug test, making sure they have jobs, making sure they get their driver license, and volunteer at the food banks or whatever. But these are the kind of things that I believe that I could have an influence with them. And like my sister said, like for the holidays, this is going to be our second year now with my nephew. You know, and now just having one son. I mean, my sister has a defibrillator in her heart. And she's a cancer survivor. She had the double mastectomy. I'm not making any excuses. Wrong is wrong, right is right. This man, I believe, in 2 months, he's had time to think about the course of action. 500 and something days of scouting, and he didn't get enough charge? I don't know. You know, if you're out like that, a lot of times folks start committing criminal activities. Sounds like to me he's just been laying low with his fiance. They're going to get married. He asked me to marry them. And I don't know. In your decision making, I just hope that y'all decide to give him a shot. And like I say, I'm going to be here with him. I'm going to supervise you at the job. That's my second job I do, and I work with several churches here in the valley. I thank you guys for your time, your attention. You guys, ma'am, you too. And man, you guys have a tough job. I don't envy you at all. You have a tough job. You have lives in your hand, and people's futures in your hand. Whether you make a right or wrong decision, somebody can get out and go kill somebody. Somebody can get out and become somebody very notable. So it's either way, and I appreciate you regardless. This is a tough job. It's almost as tough as winning souls and helping people prepare, you know, for that, okay? So thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, my niece had, I'm sorry, she had a letter she wanted me to read. I don't know if I have more time left. She's kind of shy about getting up here. I have no time? Okay. Here it is. It says to... Dear Your Honor, I said, hello, my name is Tracy Hudson. I'm writing a letter for my big brother, Andre Hudson. Andre is a good person. They came from a good family. I wish more than anything that you could know him like I do. He's a very compassionate person, a loving dad to his kids. He always put others first and helped himself. I know he takes responsibility for his actions and is sorry for the actions, seeing how they have hurt his family and others with loss of time. Since the untimely death of our little brother, he has turned his life around and has maintained a full-time job. He has been providing for his 7 children. He changed his attitude, his life around, and is ready to be a model citizen and an example to his family. So, thank you for your time again.
Thank you.
I appreciate you all.
Okay. Sir, now that we've heard from your family, your questions, in your hearing, we're the board going to go into discussion and decide whether we're going to revoke the community supervision or reinstate it. But it's your hearing, so it's your chance to make your final statement to us before we go into discussion. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Yes. I'm asking for another chance at community supervision. I know I can do it. I know I started off in a bad, I started on the wrong foot. And now I just want to right my wrongs and do what's right and just complete my community supervision and be with my family, my kids.
Okay, thank you. Well, before we go into the discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves of discussing this, and then we'll take a vote to determine whether it's a revocation or whether it's a reinstatement. Under the open meeting law, we do this in front of anybody that's here that wants to, watch it, but you need to listen to it, your family can listen. But we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we're not. So we can just remain quiet while we go through this. We'll be back to you once we're finished with our decision. Okay?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. This, to me, is truly one of those cases where you want to go one way because the inmate has worked to stay and try to support his family and all that, but on the other side of scaling for over a year is really not very good. And he had 2 other scoundrels when he's had previous stays or DLC. If it wasn't for the scoundrels, I'd be in favor of returning him to community supervision. But we're not many of scoundrels, and there's less than 3 months left on the sentence. So, I'm not in favor of returning my kidney supervision at this time, but I'm very willing to listen to my other board members.
I agree with you.
Okay, with that, I am going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Hudson and find that he's a delinquent, violent terms, condition of supervision, and that lapsed. Or was not lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Mr. Hudson, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and primarily, you would have been completely done with DOC a year and a half ago if you didn't have found what you did. But you're now less than 3 months left. About 86 days, you should be released on or about the 14th of February 2018, and you'll be totally finished with DOC. Nobody will come over your show, and nobody will report to, and you can report yourself to take care of your family. At that time, we will wish you all the luck in the world, and I would like to commend you for your attitude and everything else, but you stayed away from your appeal a little too long. But the good side of that is you only have 3 months and you'll be done. You won't have to worry about it,
Yeah.
Okay? if you behave yourself and don't get in trouble with the police again, you know, after February, you won't have to worry about DOC. It won't be a problem you're showing if you completely know. Okay?
Yep, that's correct. Yep.
All right, well, we do wish you luck. Your hearing is over, and thank you for attending today.
Okay.